I want to thank you all, and Madam the Moderator, I wish to end here.
Thank you very much, Mr. Manager. I guess we all have heard from the horse's mouths. We have heard from the manager, we have heard from Jato, we have heard from her mother. It's true, the barrister is there. We have parents of the forest who will still say something. But before we get to them, I want us to use this moment to take a series of questions. Okay. Okay. Three hands, 3% already. Able to take, make it five. Four. Okay. Yes, okay. Okay, just introduce yourself and your medium house and go straight to your question, please.
I'm Kimeng Hilton, Kanon Tribune. Mine is a clarification. I want to know how old is the baby today? And I didn't get her quite well when she said when she was read. When was she read? Which month was she? And how old is her baby today? Thank you.
Okay.
My name is
Joseph Kadale.
I'm
from
freelance journalist. I want to find out the allegation is serious and something I read, like the mission, is something which is very serious. Why was it not reported?
Okay.
All right.
You say Mimi Mefo, right?
Freelance journalist.
Why was the case not reported?
The third question.
Okay, the third person.
Okay. My name is Vitalis G. Chebanyo, and a freelance journalist also with Fitting Club. I want to find out the relationship between the manager and Clement Doe. And if the second question, charges are repressed, we are quite aware that he is not in the country. What measures is he and his team going to do to track this guy down if indeed the information he has passed is very false, as we have been able to get from the boss's mouth right here?
All right, thank you, the lady.
Bonsoir à tous, je veux m'exprimer en français. Je suis Amélie Lhomme et Kamanda, qui est aussi en ligne et en média. Ma question est à l'envoi de manager. J'aimerais savoir, après cette accusation, pourquoi avez-vous continué à motiver la toile à s'y intéresser? Pourquoi avez-vous voulu utiliser ça comme un buzz pour la carrière de vos artistes? Et aussi, si cette information est fausse, comme vous le dites, pourquoi ces blogueurs ont sorti cette information sur la toile? Est-ce une stratégie pour vous qu'on puisse retourner vers votre indication sur les personnes?
All right. Le manager, vous êtes accusé d'avoir empêché votre fille, on va le dire ici. Alors, quelle est votre position en français? Quelle est votre position et quelles sont les dispositions que vous allez prendre pour, on va dire quoi, pour laver l'image de la petite et surtout par rapport à l'auteur de la publication. Merci. Thank you.
Okay. Can we answer these questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
The first one.
Okay. Yes. You have the answer.
In French.
Okay. I will speak French. I can speak French. Let me start to prepare this. Okay, thank you very much. I will start with the second question because the first question is going to be answered by Jato Sonita herself when she was raped, the age of the baby. Yeah. Why was the case not reported? Yes, the case wasn't reported from my part. The case wasn't reported because, first thing, I was shocked that when I discovered Jato was 6 to 7 months pregnant, I was shocked. 6 to 7 months pregnant is a very, very long interval that I couldn't really get into the fact. Moreover, the day I discovered it, the next day Jato Sonita went out of the house. I was so traumatized. And the way the parents begged me and the circumstances under which they explained to me that letting this out, first of all, is going to pose a security threat. If you remember very well, Jato said she was raped by armed men. The region where we come from, when you say armed men, it means so many things and can have so many implications that will pose security risk to their family and in a long extent to me. So to them, Jato was 7 months pregnant and she could manage 2 months and give birth and, you know, we go through it. So at that level, the situation wasn't reported because of, one, security reasons, two, confidential reasons, and then for the fact that they had already understood the situation and then didn't tell me on time. So the circumstances, even after the discovery of the pregnancy, got me so traumatized that I couldn't even focus on that. I was rather struggling to see how I can rehabilitate the kid and make her feel free from that or recover from that trauma. That is it. My relationship with Clemento and Clemento and how to press charges, considering that she's out of the country. Okay, to answer, I'll start with my relationship with Clemento, and then our lawyer is going to talk about, our barrister here is going to talk about how charges are going to be pressed on not just Clemento, but most or some online users who tagged me as a pedophile and who made derogatory statements that go a long way to hike my reputation and the image of this wonderful movement we're trying to build for our country, for our world. So my relationship with Clemento, 2018, I was training a kid called Kowan. I did a video of him that went viral and the whole Cameroon started contacting me. Clemento contacted me and said, "Grand frère, I beg, I want to work with you. If you see her, I don't see the petit frère, he work fine. I want to see how I feel, give my own contribution, see me the petit frère grow." And I brought him into my team. Everywhere, I took him as my personal assistant. Everywhere I was going to, Clemento was with me. It so happened that that kid actually excelled in his talent because I don't train a kid that doesn't excel. Any kid in my foundation, Kids Hall of Talent, possesses, even if the child didn't possess the talent, but by the time I put my hands on the kid starts excelling. You can see what Jato is doing today. You can see what Kowan was doing when I was training him. You can see what the kids are training basketball were doing, and a host of others. The kid had an opportunity of performing at Palais de Sport, which caught the attention of over 20 ministers in this country. And Samuel Eto'o got interest in him. He invited us for a private meeting at Hilton Hotel. We sat together. Pictures of our sitting went out there, and it was alleged that Eto'o gave me 50 million francs. When I went back to Bamenda, Kowan's family started attacking me. They told me I'd taken their child's 50 million and eaten. Clement was my assistant. Clement sat with me. For so many years, I haven't explained what Samuel Eto'o put on the table, but on this press conference, I'm going to say it. Samuel Eto'o put 1 million francs on the table and said, "Take this transportation to Bamenda. You meet me in Douala for my Beto concert." That was given in front of Clemento. And when things were going rife on social media, Clemento did not come out to debunk that. He rather stood and he became neutral. When Kowan's family molested me, threatened to kill me, I decided to leave the child alone, that I was not going to walk again with the child. Because they had ulterior motives. And considering that to train these children involves 10 processes. Number one, I have to first of all build a concept. Number two, I write a song for them. Number three, I teach them. Number four, I go to the studio. I meet the sound engineer, develop a concept. I take them to record. As I shoot a video, I mean, it involves 10 processes to bring these children to do what you are seeing today on TV. Clemento was mostly involved in just one aspect of it, which was the promotion, pasting on Facebook. And as a result, he had definitely built a lot of networks. And he felt, him and the others I was working with, felt like if I abandoned the child, it was going to affect their networks. But I told them for security reasons, I will not do the job. I am the person putting 80% of the finances I'm the gear, I'm the engine, I'm the piston. It is my idea, it's my concept. And if these people don't recognize what I'm doing, I cannot continue doing that job. That's where Clement fell out with me. And went and imposed himself as a manager of the child. He tried to do a couple of projects with the child, wasn't moving, and they have abandoned the child. I would like to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that what I'm doing is humanitarian service. If it is not humanitarian, I will not do it. There is no money in the music industry in Cameroon at this level. Somebody should not think I'm taking the children to make money out of them. There are bigger artists in this country, people like Maman Gea, on their sick bed, they could not even afford paracetamol. What more of little children like these are trying to create a difference? To shoot a video, they're asking you 1,000,000 francs. Imagine, Jato, imagine these students singing to have 1,000,000 francs just for a video, talking about audio. What about audio? What about promotion? So those are people that came to me because of business, and so they were definitely expecting to make money out of it. And because they did not see it, that's why they probably abandoned the child, and the child is there. Or for me, I can shoot a video, like the video you've just watched, Ndoro, that's about 1.5 million. I've spent about 1 million to promote it. I'm not sure I'll have it. But tomorrow, I must still do something for my children because my vision is far bigger than that. My vision is to give them a better life, is to make them have hope, is to make them create an impact. My vision is not to use them and make money for myself. Or I've sacrificed a lot in my career. I've spent over 30 million when it comes to humanitarian activities and to train and to develop the talents of children. So that is a problem I think I have with Mr. Clemento. And ever since, he has been looking for a means to get back at me, which I have been staying away from him. I don't want to let you guys know that in Bamenda, on several occasions, they have tried to kidnap me. Armed men have come to my house to take me. And all of those, I consider them as all elements of or a composition of the threats that I've been receiving or the sabotage I've been receiving from the opposite camp. As far as the charges are concerned, our barrister is going to talk about it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for giving this opportunity to shed light on the available legal options. Before I do that, it is very important that we all know that offenses have not shifted from conventional, physical, offenses due to the cyberspace. Now, I think hacking is not considered to what we call theft, loosely speaking. Then the defamation is still constant. But now, those of us who belong to the various fora, like maybe social media fora like WhatsApp, where you converse and then you make defamatory statements or statements offensive, injurious to the image of maybe one or two members of that said forum, you should be careful, because the law on cybercriminality and cybersecurity has widened jurisdiction for defamatory offenses, for instance, or general jurisdiction for offenses. In the circumstance, the alleged offender here is resident in the UK, and it has widened the jurisdiction for us to sue. We'll sue either here or where he is. I'm sure I've answered your question, Mr. Jones.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, the next question, that when the burst came out, why did we act as if we were part of it? I don't know who posed that question. Somebody posed that question in French. Please, can you repeat it, madam? Yeah, Nebo, please say something. Repeat the question.
Why do not complain?
Oui, oui.
La seconde question est de savoir pourquoi avez-vous utilisé ce buzz pour faire parler de votre artiste.
Ok.
Pour sortir sur le net, je vais croire que vous êtes en train d'utiliser ça.
Okay, thank you very much for that question. Yes, it is. Je peux parler en français? I'll try, but let me first of all speak in English and see how I can then translate in French. The philosophy I teach my children is that in every dark cloud, there's a silver lining. If they throw stones at you, pick them and build up a foundation for a house, right? That is it. So I felt with what Clemente was shedding to us, it is we can use it for our advantage. Besides the fact that we're going to make him and his coach learn a lesson, we are going to use it for our advantage. That's why we decided that we're not going to respond to him on Facebook, but we're going to call the international community to come and listen. And it is because this is not just a crime against my image, against the children, but it's a crime that will go a long way to even affect other Cameroonians, people even all over the world that are trying to make an impact in the child, in the lives of children. It's going to discourage a lot of people. And so we felt we should make the world know about this, owing to the fact that we are very, very confident that the allegations were false. If we're not confident about the allegations, we will not call the whole world to come and stand here and we'll talk about it. So we know that the allegations are false, that I got Jato Sonita pregnant. We are 100% confident on that. And we want to let the world know and definitely shame that devil that wants to destroy people, that devil that wants to destroy the futures and destinies of young Cameroonians. I hope I answered your question. Bon, en français. Ok, vous avez suivi. D'accord. Ok, for time constraints, since most of you have already understood, let's move to the next. Ok, what's my take on the claims? Je pense que j'ai déjà parlé de ça. Que moi, je ne suis pas coupable. J'ai travaillé avec les enfants pendant 15 ans. J'ai voyagé avec les enfants. Ici, il y a les parents des enfants. Ces parents me laissent leurs enfants. On travaille en pleine journée comme en nuit. On fait des voyages. Ils ont confiance en moi. C'est pourquoi depuis que on parle de moi sur la toile, we have had new forest children than forest children withdrawing. Yes, a parent registered a forest child yesterday. Why? Because as they are talking about me, these are the people that... Okay, je suis en train de dire que...
Vous avez gagné plus d'enfants.
On a gagné plus d'enfants que de perdre. Pourquoi? Parce que ce parent... Parmi ce parent, il y a les enseignants. Parmi ce parent, il y a les commerçants. Parmi ce parent, il y a les gens. Il y a même les intellectuels parmi eux qui ont vu ce qu'on était en train de faire et ont amené leurs enfants dans le groupe. Parce que le groupe avait commencé avec Jato et environ 3 enfants. Maintenant, on compte près de 25 enfants. Donc, si j'avais cette personnalité douteuse, est-ce que les parents pouvaient donner leur enfant, me confier leurs enfants? Est-ce que c'est possible? Non. Donc, depuis qu'on parle sur la toile que j'ai violé ma fille, les parents sont avec moi. Vous voyez? They can only say it on social media, but actually in the field, nothing is happening. That's why you should all understand that it is libel, it is slander, it is slanderous. Yes, and pardon, it is liberous. Yeah, that's yes, yeah, because it is scandalous. And you know, a lot of people called me. When they called me, I'm like, hello, how are you? I said, I'm fine. Are you in jail? Are you on the run? I said, no, I've been moving about doing my things normally. People just meet me and say, hey, we are seeing you on social media. I said, look, I'm going to address this thing at the right time, and it's going to be the whole world will come and listen to it. We are not going to take it lightly. No, it's not. These children are children that have suffered. It's an opportunity for the world to know about them. We are not going to take their case lightly because they have invested in a lot to create the kind of impact they are creating. Thank you very much. Cameroon Tribune, Jato, the month you were raped, the age of the baby, and all of that. Oui, oui. Oui. Okay, I'm français. Je disais que Clemento était mon adjoint. Clemento m'a... Ok, des legal actions. Pour les, madame, pour les legal actions, c'est pourquoi on a contacté un avocat qui est un grand avocat qui a la compétence pour suivre cette affaire. D'accord? Yes.
Please let me ask my own question if time never passed. When this came up, sorry, this is 237 Palava. When this came up, there is one guy, I'm sure it's Pechem MLS, who said he is the father of Jato Sonita's son.
Yes. Yes.
That people should stop accusing you, the manager.
Yes.
And let her delete the post.
Okay.
We just heard from this press conference that she was raped by armed men.
Okay.
And lastly, somebody just commented under my live video that the best possible means of evidence could also be a DNA test.
Okay.
So what is your position about all of this?
Okay, thank you very much. Madam Moderator, is it time? What about the time factor? Yes, CRTP period. Yes.
Yes, commenting on the CRTP premium.
Please, CRTP premium. Yes.
Yes, commenting on the CRTP premium. We should find out from you before this press conference, they said Clemento also signed a release saying that it is an allergic book, say it is a rape case. How did he know about that?
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, so we have three questions here. Madam Moderator, I don't know if our time is okay. We still have time for more questions or is the end of the session? Okay, so I'm going to answer these three questions and then it might be the end of the day. Yeah, first of all, the question from 237 Palava that a young man came and said he was the father of the child. Yeah, that young man actually felt it was a birth. So when he posted that thing and was receiving backlash, he came and contacted me and was begging. I was pleading that he made that post thinking that it was birth and that a lot of people are firing him and contacting him. He begged me and I told him he's responsible for his actions. I don't know, this press conference might not permit us to play voice notes, but there are so many voice notes in my phone from some of the sources Clemento thinks he got his information from even the young man you are talking about, from the medical doctor, and so many other people. But if you want to start playing voice notes here, this press conference might end even at 12 midnight. So the question about the DNA, we are ready for it. For anybody who press, anybody that has the legal capacity to press charges.
You and agents must prove.
Yes. We are ready for it. I, Chair Emmanuel Banyan, I am ready for it if it comes up. And such an attempt will definitely go with damages that are worthy enough.